was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand.
Hey, welcome, welcome, Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. I'm going to start out by telling you right off, I need you guys very much. I don't do this often, I'm telling you, I need you guys, your support, tonight. I need your support tonight. I need you to go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com. Click on that PayPal. Send whatever you can. I'm telling you, it is really, really that important. I don't ever kind of put it out to you guys strongly, and I usually, on most of my broadcasts, don't even ask. You know me, I don't have any corporate sponsors. However, we are going to be introducing a few products coming soon that are working to heal my body. Nothing that I have not tried myself and had success with. I am right now starting a tree resin remedy. I've heard about it, and I will be reporting to you as to the success that I have with it, and if what I think is going to be what it is, I will be offering it on my site, and I'll be doing so for a certain period of time with a coupon code. But tonight, I need you guys to go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com, RTRTruthMedia.com, and click on that PayPal and send your love here this way. If you believe in what we're doing here and you support what we're doing here, a major move needs to be made so that we can cover Nevada and cover it accurately. I cannot tell you how important it is to have good, clean Christian broadcasting on the ground reporting to the public, because you know the mainstream media is going to silence us. Thank God we have people like John O. Mesmer and Lori Anderson. We're so close to relaunching our website. We will very should have it up for the trial. And we'll be reporting live stream from location. I'll do trials live stream. I don't do events live stream because I don't want to be an evidence collector for the federal government. That being said, we were speaking to Chris about his zone Nazis and the Agenda 21 color law fraud that appeared at his door to steal from him a classic car that was, and other things, but one in particular that was worth a lot of money. Now, Chris isn't a rich man. I wouldn't call him destitute, but he's not a rich man, and that is like gold in the bank. That is like,
on the parking
guy. Yes, yes, yes. And when they come by and take it, that is theft. That is theft. And, well, and the zoning is communist in and of itself, is it not, Chris?
Well, Tom, this was absolutely a terrorist act. In fact, there's a primer on eminent domain that people can search up on the internet. It has to do with restrictions imposed upon the government to control their abusive actions against honest citizens. And this document is full of cases from the Ninth Circuit, from the Supreme Court, and other cases around the country of local, county, city governments, state governments acting as racketeers as terrorists to steal private property under the guise of zoning enforcement. There's a particular little case here that's just got a small little paragraph I'll read to you to give you some of the power that's in this law. This is Salinas, S-A-L-I-N-A-S, versus the U.S., 118 Supreme Court, 469-1997.
Okay.
Conspiracy is a distinct evil, dangerous to the public and punishable in itself. City and county employees are liable for conspiring to restrict property, including old cars and agricultural commodities, Title VII, Section 2, without just compensation, and conspiring to target disenfranchised livestock owners, feed mills, in violation of Title 42, Section 1983, and admitting having met, conspired with code enforcement and private persons in violation of the Brown Act in order to steal. The county is liable for its employees' intent, conspiracy, to conduct city and county business as a racketeering enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of many that are in this primer, and it's a wonderful document, and it's one that I will take much information from in crafting a suit against the county commissioners themselves. That's the head of the beast, the assistant district attorney who supposedly signed it. And if the judge
can you send that over to me via email as soon as we're finished with this broadcast, so I can put that in the description of the podcast and YouTube video?
I'm pretty sure I sent that a couple of days ago, but I will resend it again.
I'll have it at the top, and I'll put that, folks. I'll have that a link to the what Chris is talking about. Any links that we discuss tonight, he'll send over to me, or links that I discuss, and we will be putting them in description. We're working very hard to tighten up that type of information. Go ahead, Chris.
This theft occurred on the 10th of November. Well, I thought I was going out to empty the trash, and I saw the car being dragged out of the driveway. That's all I saw. Now, some officer in his information and belief absolutely lied his posterior, trying to cover up the butts of these so-called police officers who are hanging out a mile outside scope, sphere, and color of law, because they were summoned by the zoning official, Jason Al Schwang and B. Hodges, who had already trespassed at least three times on my property without a warrant, making anything that they got for evidence moot for doctrine of fruits of the poison tree.
Yep.
Well, I mean, if I had dead bodies and children I'd eaten alive in my yard, and they found them when they were up there without a warrant, they couldn't be used in court. That's how insane that kind of stupid activity is.
Right.
Well, you know, a conscionable law enforcement officer who understands his scope and sphere of authority would never endanger a horrific crime being overturned for his incompetence by snooping around without a warrant just because it's too inconvenient to go to a judge and articulate the circumstances of probable cause of a felony crime with particularity in order to substantiate getting the warrant, which are generally issued fairly easily if you have some plausible belief of what you're basing your circumstances on. However, the officer themselves, without someone being actually injured or suffering damage to their property that's not conflicted by their vision of the situation, makes them not a competent witness. I mean, there's multiple cases, including Trinzi versus Pagliaro, which is the one that 12B6 is predicated upon, U.S. versus Lobosco, Porter versus Porter, and U.S. versus Holt, that tell you that the officers of the court are not competent to witness because they have a fiduciary, financial, and pecuniary, direct, and perhaps other self-serving interest in the outcome of the case, that they would be alleging facts, making them what's termed a robo-witness or a oath helper, which is a professional employee that is making the affidavit to support the case of whoever's bringing the case, as in this case. Now, something you mentioned earlier on, right after you had talked to Mr. Blaine Cooper about his ineffective you and he suggested ineffective assistance of counsel. However, I point out, because of corpus securi, Corpus Juris Secundum, Volume 7. I'm a little emotional about this. Apologize for my inarticulate ability tonight.
No, that's okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it, brother.
I'm pretty upset about this. Whenever we look in Corpus Juris Secundum, Volume 7, Attorney-Client Relationships is the name of that volume in particular, and you look there under Officers of the Court, you'll find that Officers of the Court are Oath 1, to the bar, 2, as Officers of the Court, and 3, not to their mere money-paying clients. In fact, there's a series running on television now called Bull, and I saw the first one, and then they tell us that the client is the enemy. Well, the competency of the attorney depends upon perspective. If you're the victim client that thinks the attorney is representing you instead of representing your interest into the court, which is factually actually the way it is, you might think he's being incompetent, whereby the court itself would think he's being very competent because he has that duty to the court that precedes his mere money-paying client that supersedes his interest in defending his client that makes him a pretender defender, acting as he's defending you when he's really looking specifically after his personal and his bar's interest and the court's interest way above yours.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, they're discretionary so-called codes of ethics, which means that they have the discretion to employ those ethics or not employ those ethics, depending upon the particular client, the situation, or their own financial interest, or the judge's interest. He also has that so-called judicial discretion, which are really the powers of a demigod.
Well, you know, being the son of a lawyer, bar association attorney, I have to tell you that, you know, even among the attorneys, they have they've managed to creep in this way. A lot of attorneys don't realize, because in law school they're taught what they're taught. They're more indoctrinated, I like to say. But we have a caller on the line, Jason in Boston. Jason, you're on. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Second time we've spoken since the election, and how things have changed, huh?
Yeah, they are changing. The times, they are changing. I'll give you that.
All right. Well, I just have 2 points. Well, not just. They're pretty important points. Number one, all of these Trump supporters, at least from my angle, who are saying that he's gone back on his word, especially with his comment about he doesn't want to cause the Clintons any pain or whatever, that's mm-hmm. not the president's job. That's going to be the attorney general's job.
That's correct.
Do you agree or
that's
disagree?
Correct. So that's completely him. Agree.
Exactly. And during this diplomatic process that he has to engage in, and doing it for the first time on this level, I mean, it's one. I'm just a 70 grand a year worker, so I don't know what it's like to be a billionaire. But being somebody of that stature and of that public, you know, persona level kind of thing, what the hell are they expecting? It's just media.
Well, you have to first consider, to be quite honest, you have to first consider the fact that right now we have riots going off across the nation. Okay, they're trying their Marxist push. Okay, so you have the Soros paid for riots going on, and you have a certain degree of people who want to recall the election. Although, before this, they were calling for Trump to accept the turnout of the election, regardless which way it went, because they really did think they had it under lock. And a lot of corruption, a lot of election fraud did occur. And it's actually really a miracle in and of itself that Trump was elected, because the amount of voter fraud on behalf of the Democratic Party was so severe. They had people who were dead that were voting. Same things as last time. People who were dead were voting, illegal immigrants. And the president went on national television and essentially told an illegal immigrant that, go ahead, you can vote. We're not going to come and get you. That in and of itself should have been enough to have him impeached. I don't care how many days left he had left in his office. He should be impeached for what he did on national television right there. Now, keep in mind, I'm talking about the corporation. They have rules that they are supposed to follow, and apparently even their rules have gone out the window. Now, when it comes to Trump in this situation, people have to consider a couple things. One, it's the de facto, so don't take it too seriously. Two, that being said, he's got to cool the flames that have erupted across the nation, and all of these people who are so ideologically subverted that Clinton can commit crimes against humanity, against Haiti, against all of us. It's just crazy. And they can still support her. It's just insane how these people can just justify this. So he's got to do a couple things. He's got to calm things down. He's got to get into office. And then his appointees, the people that he puts in these positions, it will be up to them to do what they need to do to find justice. It is not the president's job, just like you said. It is not the job of the president to go after Clinton. It is the job of the Department of Justice. Is that not right, Chris?
There's a third consideration, and that is that I heard some substantiation for this point of view, is that Trump, I don't think, actually said what was claimed by the lamestream media, the opposition party, as what he said about not prosecuting Clinton or not having his administration go through the prosecution. But due to the Smith-Mundt Act that Obama signed in 2015, Amendment there too, the public-private partners, which are really private-private partners of the government, have the ability to lie and tell any falsity and frivolity of abject lies they want to the people and not suffer any consequences or liability for doing so. So if they want to make up some kind of preposterous false claim like that and try to ascribe it to Trump, they're free to do so with complete abandon without any concerns whatsoever. So you really have to be very suspect of any of these specious claims that are sound completely foreign to what Trump would say. And I think that was exactly the case when this first came out about 2 weeks ago. I told a friend of mine that, don't pay attention because he didn't say that. And that's what's ultimately finding to be the case in this matter.
And what they're trying to do, honestly, what they're trying to do is they're trying to, any angle they can get on this guy, they're going to get on this guy. May I make a second point?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, excellent. So I am calling on behalf of the Stop Banning Me channel on YouTube. I have Judy J listening, new listener to RSBN, to RBN, I'm sorry. I have Jujubot from Stop Banning Me channel listening, new listener, possibly
Derek
and possibly JCG listening. So anyway, my second point is there's a lot of talk in the alternative media. And you guys keep me on as long as you want. I know you guys always say, hey, Jay, stay on as long as you want. So I'll just make this point.
Well, yeah, but we do have a little bit of a format, but take a little bit of liberty there. Go ahead.
Okay, fair enough. I'll take a little bit of liberty. In terms of this Pizzagate issue, unfortunately, I'm seeing the alternative media divided right down the middle in terms of this pedophile ring. I believe it's real. I'm sure you guys are conscious of this notion of what's going on. So I'd be curious to get you guys' thoughts on that. Because even some very people on your station, some are saying, oh my God, Alex Jones is talking all about it. I'm talking all about it. And for the listeners,
there's going to be individuals in alternative media that are going to talk about it, and I'm going to tell you right now, beware everyone, we all know this, that there are infiltrators all in the alternative media who are likely CIA disinformation factory, Operation Mockingbird setups, okay? So they're going to be throwing you bones that you're going to want you to chomp on, and they're going to be throwing you things that are going to seem tasty. And if you can't verify it, if you cannot verify it, don't report on it. Now, For instance, I'm going to give you, for instance, to the Pizzagate thing. I was told that there is Sigmund Freud's nephew or whatever it was. He has an estate in Portugal, a few blocks away from where Madeleine McCann was kidnapped. And it was reported that he was out of the country the actual day that she was kidnapped, and that John and Tony Podesta were staying at his residence. Now, this has been reported by many people, and it's been reported by some people who I trust. However, I'm going to tell all of you, I'm going to be very cautious with this information. I want to verify it somehow through an official channel. However, this is the way the story goes. Tony and John Podesta were staying at Freud's mansion. Of course, we have they match perfectly with the suspects. I mean, it so uncannily perfectly with the suspects that were seen abducting Madeleine McCann. And then here's a little interesting twist to the story. Freud comes back to Portugal and issues a letter or email or something to the McCanns, inviting them over to his house for dinner if they can make it within the next week. Right, this is after their daughter was kidnapped. They're invited to a dinner at Freud's mansion. They go to this dinner, and it's the same house, allegedly, I say allegedly because I have not confirmed this yet, that John and Tony Podesta were staying at the night that she was kidnapped. Now, if you see a map of Portugal as to where this mansion is, and you see where she was kidnapped, it's only blocks away from the mansion. Now, if this is true, I have to say, A, was it John and Tony Podesta? B, Freud, here's the real kicker. Freud, upon his death, was exposed to be a massive pedophile. So keep this in mind. The McCanns absolutely did have dinner with him, okay? So a major pedophile invites the parents of an abducted child to his mansion not a week after she's abducted, and they go over to dinner. They ended up making comments saying, you know, we don't know what we would have done without him. I have to say, it brings me back to the thought of the Silence of the Lambs. And it begs me to question, what were they serving for dinner? I hate to put it out there like that, but these people aren't this sick and twisted. With a little bit of Chianti, maybe? I don't know.
Tom and Jason?
Yes,
if you
sir.
Don't mind my suggestion.
Oh, man. That's why I love calling this show, because you guys, you do all the rabbit holes that I feel like I already know, but I'm learning as you guys are learning, okay? So
yes,
I don't
we all say, are.
Yeah, so I don't want to say anything definitive, but it's important that people check out the live stream YouTube chats, because a lot of us are talking about this, and it's blown up on the internet. There are hundreds of thousands of videos about Pizzagate.
That's a fact. But Jason, I would like people to come and get their information from, and I hate to say this, I'm not trying to corner the market in the Pizzagate information, but I can tell you this, like I reported to people tonight, there's a couple aspects of this story that I have not confirmed yet. I don't want people to go out and say definitively, this is what happened. I will tell you the facts that I know, and I can tell you and promise you that I am working to verify with official sources through official channels the rest of this information. And the reason why I'm asking people to come to this show to get your information is because I'm going to tell you the difference between the both. Whereas there are a lot of alternative media personalities out there that will take one of these stories and they'll throw it out there and they'll report it as fact without doing a well and thorough fact check. And that is how that's how the other side labels the alternative media is fake news. And Chris, I heard you trying to say something. You go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was going to tell you and Jason that I was involved in an investigation personally up in Salt Lake City area of West Jordan, Utah, in American Forks, Utah, where I discovered that law enforcement officials and other high dignitaries were deeply involved with this sex trafficking, sex pedophilia, and even the murders of two children that I had plausible explanations and proof of from the children that were forced under drug-induced and terror-induced to participate in the actual killing of these children that were buried and covered up in a cemetery in an unmarked grave, and that was covered up by the police in those areas. They'd also been involved in kidnapping. We have to look back to the Franklin cover-up, the Franklin cover-up, the Sandusky thing. There was another one with the Manson family and Polly Klass up and down the Pacific Coast Highway. There have been many of these cults of these child predators that murder, sacrifice, and just horrifically abuse these children. I mean, some of these Pizzagate victims on there that speak are very believable, credible witnesses that are just absolutely terrorized. And this is part of the Monarch program, the Monarch, the MK Ultra, the Master's Cult of Ra, of creating sex slaves where they can program them and split their personalities and make psychotic individuals into them so they can leave their bodies while they're being horrifically abused. That is Pizzagate.
And
that is demonics.
And you guys also know, and I'll end it with this, you guys know that the Monarch symbolism is derived from the embryo. What do they call the I was like an insect kid when I was a kid.
The chrysalis.
Say it again. Yes.
Chrysalis.
Which eventually blooms into a butterfly, and they feel that whatever that is in the cocoon, through this trauma based mind control, they eventually bloom into their own monarch butterfly. That's why they love the butterfly. So I have to go back to my chatters because they're like, wow, now they're going to listen to this radio show. So I think I brought you guys maybe 3 to 7, maybe 10 brand new listeners as of this evening, and I get paid bi-weekly. So I'm going to send you guys $50 to, Resurrect the Republic PayPal?
I think it's RTR. Media.
Okay, excellent. I'll find you guys on the internet. I get paid bi-weekly, so next Thursday I'm going to send you guys $50. I make a good living, but it's tight up here in Boston. So thank you so much for taking my call. Stop Banning Me channel on YouTube.com, and I hope I provided some valuable commentary
yes,
to,
sir.
You're
to your show
great,
this evening.
Yeah.
Yes, ResurrectTheRepublic.com, RTRTruthMedia.com. Folks, if you want to contribute, we need it right now. We are in the middle of something very important, and I cannot stress to you enough, we need your support tonight. Do not hold off, do not wait. If you are believing in what we're doing here, if you want to support us, tonight would be the night. And thank you for those of you who have donated. It is most appreciated. We will be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother of the moon, which fills my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but no bases, close the straits of fear.
Resurrectory Republic Truth Radio broadcast. Resurrectory Republic Truth Radio broadcast. I'm your host, Tom Lack, Barry Stewart. We're on the phone with Chris Cave, one of our Vegas correspondents, I guess you could say. I have a little bit of a tidbit that you might be interested in. Podesta Group admits undisclosed foreign government advocacy. Now, this comes from the Washington Free Beacon. And the reason I'm bringing you an article from the Washington Free Beacon is going to lead into my next piece here. But listen to this. Prominent Democrat lobbying firm amends disclosure statements after Free Beacon report. This came from Lachlan Marquay. That is Lachlan Marquay. You can follow Lachlan Marquay on Twitter at L-A-C-H-L-A-N. A high-powered Democratic lobbying firm has admitted to the Department of Justice that it failed to file legally required disclosures of White House advocacy on behalf of a foreign government. New federal filings show. These same individuals who have been trying to smear Trump and the alternative right and everything else with being infested with Russian agents advocating for a foreign government. These people could not be any more hypocritical. The Podesta Group this month amended two biannual lobbying disclosure forms from 2014 and 2015 to note meetings and email communications between Tony Podesta, the firm's principal, and John Podesta, Tony's brother and former Obama White House official who chaired Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. The amended disclosures came after the Washington Free Beacon reported on the Podesta Group's apparent violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, which requires foreign government lobbyists to disclose contacts they made with government officials and news media on behalf of their clients. The foreign government advocacy in question was undertaken on behalf of the government of India, a Podesta Group client since 2010. On August 4, 2014, the Podesta brothers met with the Indian ambassador to the United States in the White House, Visitor Lobs Show. At the time, John was a senior counselor to the president. His portfolio of work there included issues pertaining to India. A few months later, on January 1, 2015, Tony emailed John, inviting him to an event featuring the Indian ambassador, according to emails posted by WikiLeaks, after hackers believed to be acting on behalf of the Russian government breached John's account. Now, check this out. WikiLeaks, after hackers believed to be acting on behalf of the Russian government, because that's what the Clinton people put out there, a little slip by the Washington Free Beacon that they don't come back and say that even themselves, I'm going to show you in the next segment, even themselves, they have been implicated, the Washington Free Beacon, as being a Russian propaganda arm, and we're going to get to that just in a second. So what you're seeing here is the Washington Free Beacon is an excellent report. It shows absolutely, no doubt about it, that this corruption goes on. Now, the next segment. An internet site called proponot.com, proponot.com, their headline at the top of their website says, "Is it propaganda or not? Your friendly neighborhood propaganda identification service since 2016. Really old, huh? Something we can really count on. Well, here's the thing, folks. This website, very curiously, has a list. Well, this list is rather interesting because most of the news sites that I get information from are on this site, and this is what they believe, that they are an independent team of concerned American citizens with a wide range of backgrounds and expertise, including professional experience in computer science, statistics, public policy, national security affairs. We are currently volunteering time and skills to identify propaganda, particularly Russian propaganda, targeting a U.S. audience." Now, keep in mind, a lot of the websites on this area, let me just share with you. I'm sure that you'll be interested. ActivistPost.com, AllNewsPipeline.com, AMTVMedia.com. Wow, he's really going to be interested to hear this. Antiwar.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, Conservative Daily Post. Get this, ConservativeDailyPost.com. These people are saying are a Russian propaganda arm. I love it. Okay, moving down the list to more, Counterpunch.org, DailyStormer.com, which is not a Russian, well, anyway, DrudgeReport.com, EndingTheFed.com. Ending the Fed, a communist central banking effort to destroy communist central banking, is somehow tied to the Russian government. That is just about the most interesting addition to the list so far. Let's see, foreignpolicyjournal.com, freedomoutpost.com. Our own Lori Anderson made it to the Russian list. Let me tell you something, folks. If Lori Anderson is a puppet for the Russian government, then I'm Kermit the Frog. That's just unbelievable. FreedomOutpost.com is on the list. So governmentslaves.info, globalresearch.ca, Infowars.com. Oh, Chef is on the list there, Lori. IntelliHub.com, Investment Search Dynamics, Investment Watch Blog, Lou Rockwell. Let's see, Natural Blaze. Oh, get this, NaturalNews.com, who goes after Big Pharma all the time and very accurately. They're a propaganda piece for the Russian government. I love it. Let's see, USSLibertyVeterans.org. That's my favorite. The USSLibertyVeterans.org, who stands opposed to the government attack by the State of Israel on... And I think I know the angle to this, because if it weren't for a Russian ship that entered the waters, they probably would have all been dead, but that has nothing to do with their affiliation. I love that. A bunch of U.S. Navy veterans who don't like getting gunned down to death and blown out of the water by a so-called ally. They are in some way a Russian propaganda arm. Okay, the rebel.media. Let's see, the federalistpapers.org. The dailysheeple.com. The Common Sense Show, the antimedia.org, let's see, and you know, they made it look good by putting RT and Sputniks and all that, stormcloudsgathering.com, well, that's rather interesting, ronpaulinstitute.org, Red Flag News, patriotrising.com, you're getting the idea here, right, folks? This is a... absolutely a hit piece site, a Marxist critical theory attack by taking a couple of the overtly Russian publications and putting it on the list, and then taking a bunch of patriots and throwing them on the list, and not just any old patriots, but right-wing conservative, anti-Federal Reserve, anti-communist websites, and throwing that on the lists of supposedly being subversive agents for the Russian government. Don't you love that, Chris? Is that not rich?
You know, we got to blame the Russians for everything, so if they're getting blamed for it, it's probably the left wing that's doing it.
Of course. Of course. Of course. Oh, it says...
Blame the victim.
Yeah. Have you been watching Russian government propaganda by Patrick Hilsman, one of their articles, the Seattle Globalist? Get this, in the Seattle Globalist, short general introductions, have you been watching Russian government propaganda by the Seattle Globalist? These folks, they don't make themselves very obvious. The U.S. should do more to counter Putin's propaganda. That's Newsweek. So yeah, Newsweek, The Observer, the Seattle Globalist, and the Atlantic, these are trusted media entities. They said that we should trust the New York Times, the Washington Post. Let's see, what else did they say that we should trust? Well, anyway, I think that you get the idea. It's just out of the ones that they said that we should trust, I believe MSNBC is one of the ones that we should trust. Oh, good Lord. Oh, my Lord. Okay, Mike, I sent you a clip some time ago that we were going to run on the ideological subversion of this operation. Unless we have, I don't believe we have any other callers on the line. Could you share that clip with the audience, please, when you get a chance there? Whew, never ceases to amaze me the level of insanity.
Until 9 o'clock. That they had a lock on this, that they were going to win. The fault of that actually lies with the media. And there is some self-reflection. Jim Rutenberg today writes a fascinating article where the New York Times editor and others basically come to terms with the fact that they stopped being journalists over the past month.
In the 80s, a Soviet defector called Yuri Bezmenov defected to the United States and went on a TV show and described the process of ideological subversion. Listen to this. If there are any social justice warriors watching this by any miracle who are still not sure, this is him describing
you. We spoke several times before about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that I'm afraid some Americans don't fully understand. When the Soviets used the phrase ideological subversion, what do they mean by it?
And began being cheerleaders and began being people who had a conclusion that they reached and then searched for facts to show that Hillary Clinton was a 92, 93, 99.999% chance winner of winning this campaign.
Well, how else would you explain it except that they were searching for those facts? I'm wondering, I mean, was it a big aberration or...
No, it wasn't aberration. It was there the entire time. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to see it. And I will just say it.
Ideological subversion is the process which is legitimate, overt, and open. You can see it with your own eyes. All you have to do, all American mass media has to do, is to unplug their bananas from their ears, open up their eyes, and they can see it. There is no mystery. There is nothing to do with espionage.
That when anybody even made the suggestion that Donald Trump could be elected president of the United States, it was their journalistic standards that were questioned. When Mark Halperin suggested that there was a pathway forward for Donald Trump as president of the United States, but reporters at some of the best newspapers in the world, anchors at some of the best news networks in the world, mocked and ridiculed Mark Halperin. I want you to think about this. They mocked and ridiculed him not for saying that Donald Trump is going to be elected president of the United States. They mocked and ridiculed him for saying there was a slight chance.
Which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages.
Because you thought Donald Trump would be such a malignant cancer on our constitutional republic.
The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The result you can see, most of the people who graduated in the 60s, dropouts or half-baked intellectuals, are now occupying the positions of power in the government, civil service, business, mass media, educational system. You are stuck with them. You cannot get rid of them. They are contaminated. They are programmed to think and react to certain stimuli in a certain pattern.
You completely ignored the world, the elite cluster that you don't know.
The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The result you can see, most of the people who graduated in the 60s, dropouts or half-baked intellectuals, are now occupying the positions of power in the government, civil service, business, mass media, educational system.
And began being people who had a conclusion that they reached and then searched for facts to show that Hillary Clinton was a 92, 93, 99.999% chance winner.
You are stuck with them. You cannot get rid of them. They are contaminated. They are programmed to think and react to certain stimuli in a certain pattern. You cannot change their mind, even if you expose them to authentic information, even if you prove that white is white and black is black, you still cannot change the basic perception and the logic of behavior.
It was there the entire time. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to see it.
In other words, these people, the process of demoralization is complete and irreversible. To get rid society of these people, you need another 20 or 15 years to educate a new generation of patriotically minded and common sense people who would be acting in favor and in the interests of the United States society.
And yet these people who have been programmed and, as you say, in place, and
yes,
who are favorable to an opening with the Soviet concept,
mm-hmm,
these are the very people who would be marked for extermination in this country?
Most of them, yes.
Progressive ideologues are going to do to the Democratic Party what progressive ideologues in Britain have done to the Labour Party. They are going to turn it into an ideological purity test. What we're going to talk about now is how progressive liberals have lost contact with reality. This retreat into their ideological echo chambers has given them some bizarre perspectives and made them bedfellows with some strange people, such as The Independent, a very progressive and left-leaning paper, publishing neocon propaganda in Donald Trump's agenda signals the end of America as a world superpower. Just that is so unfathomably out of touch.
The psychological shock when they will see in future what the beautiful society of equality and social justice means in practice, obviously they will revolt. They will be very unhappy, frustrated people. Unlike in present United States, there will be no place for dissent in future Marxist-Leninist America. In future, these people will be simply squashed like cockroaches. Nobody is going to pay them nothing for their beautiful, noble ideas of equality. This they don't understand, and it will be the greatest shock for them, of course. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already. For the last 25 years, actually it's overfulfilled, because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards.
The performance of the Democratic Party has been an absolute disgrace and demonstrates just how self-serving it had become, which is why the progressives are desperate to take it over and make it serve their ends instead. But at least they're doing it for the right reasons. At least they're not doing it because they are selfish, neocon, corrupt fucks. Donald Trump's agenda signals the end of America as a world superpower, and then they say, it is difficult to predict the specifics of the new administration's policies. How do you know then? How can you justify your stupid fucking headline? Even when their manifest failures are staring them in the face, they cannot
accept
reality.
As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization. So basically, America is stuck with demoralization, and unless Even if you start right now, here, this minute, you start educating new generation of Americans, it will still take you 15 to 20 years to turn the tide of ideological perception of reality back to normalcy and patriotism. The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, it doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, it's what matters is essentials: economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now. And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, "Now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized." This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington.
Get the idea. I really do. Ideological subversion, folks. That is what we have been dealing with for a very long time. And you know, some people have mixed emotions on Yuri.
Yeah.
Say what you want, but I do find a lot of what he says to be extremely accurate. Okay, folks. Now, we do have an audience that I know who cares for the Bundys very much. And like I said, I am doing all I can. We're doing so much here. We spent an incredible amount of time, and I have to thank John O'Mesmer for all of his work in straightening out. Those of you who have used my website know that it's so inundated with information that it's very difficult to use. He's done so much work, and we have Ken Dost and many other wonderful content contributors. Their information is going to be laid out in a manner you can understand it. And it will be very well organized. And I would like to get out there to Nevada. Folks, I need your support. Go to ResurrectRepublic.com tonight. Tonight. We need your help tonight. And do a donation on PayPal. Or RTRTruthMedia.com, which is devoted more to the Hammonds, the Bundys, and the Oregon situation. Whichever website you prefer. But I need your support tonight, folks. It is needed very badly to move us along to our next step. So we will be back again tomorrow, Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I'm not interested in
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N. NNARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.